奉主耶稣圣名，很高兴能够在这边跟大家一起来聚会。
In the name of Jesus, I'm really glad to be here to have service with all of you.
我们今天晚上用圣经的生命的主耶稣，我们一起来查考。
And this evening, I'd like to use the topic Jesus, the Lord of Life, as our sermon topic for tonight.
现在的人，如果我们谈到说癌症。
When we talk about cancer, we usually have a very difficult problem at hand. Because cancer is an incurable disease, unlike a common cold.
尤其你接受检查说你已经癌症末期了。
Especially if you're diagnosed with the last stage of cancer, you are almost at the verge of death.
如果你住在很远的地方，你的儿子打电话给你。
And let's say a son who lives very far away from you gave you a call.
他说：“妈妈，我生病了。”
And he said, "Mom, I'm sick."
说怎么了？
What happened? You ask.
他说我感冒了。
I have a cold.
我就知道啊，不听话。
I knew that you never listened to me.
叫你多加衣服，你不要。
I wanted you to wear more clothes in winter time, but you refuse.
你常常穿的薄薄的衣服，要显出你 bodybuilding 的 muscle 来。
And you wear so little just to show off the muscle that you have been building up.
你看，感冒了。
So now you have a cold.
喝点水吧。
Drink some water.
多休息。
Take more rest.
有一天，你儿子又打电话来了。
One day, your son called you again.
妈妈，我生病了。
Mom, I'm sick again.
你怎么了？
What happened?
医生说我是肝病末期啊，肝癌末期。
The doctor said I have liver cancer.
接下来，这个电话不晓得怎么讲。
Then you do not know how to continue that conversation.
我们每个人都面对死亡。
We all face death.
生命的相反就是死亡。
The opposite of life is death.
当我们还没有面到死亡的时候，
But before we meet death,
我们会很潇洒。
We seem to have our way in life.
中国有一个很有名的作家梁实秋。
There's a very famous author called Mr. Liang.
他在谈生命。
He talked about life.
他说生命不在长短。
He said life does not consist in the longevity of it.
在乎它是不是能够放出光芒。
But that whether it shines forth light.
他已经放出光芒了。
And he has shone his light.
但是后来有一个作家叫做姓刘的。
But later on there was another very famous author, Mr. Liu.
他还在谈生命啊。
Who also talked about life.
他说：“这个梁先生啊，一点勇气也没有。”
And he claimed that Mr. Liang did not have any courage at all.
因为他晓得那个梁先生很有名的梁先生要死以前啊，一直挣扎说：“给我氧气，我不要死，给我氧气，我不要死。”然后就死掉了。
Because Mr. Liu learned that at the verge of his death, Mr. Liang was still grasping for oxygen.
这个姓刘的他也不怕死。
But Mr. Liu was not afraid of death at all.
他还说生命不在乎长短。
He said that life does not consist in the longevity of it.
是不能换出光芒。
But that it must shine forth light.
因为他讲这个话是因为他还没有快要遇到死啊，他想说我还不会死。
And he made that statement before he was at the verge of his death.
一般人怕死。
Most people are afraid of death.
为什么？
Why?
因为第一个，你从来没有经验过。
First of all, we have never experienced death.
你当你要做第一次一件事情的时候，你是怕怕的。
The very first time you do something, you do it with fear.
有一次我在惠州要过一座吊桥。
There's one time when I was about to cross a suspension bridge in Africa.
我过去真的是发抖。
I was trembling as I walked on the bridge.
因为那竹子做的，我想说。会不会掉下去啊？
That bridge was made of bamboo, and I was wondering if it would collapse while I walk on it.
当我走到第三次的时候，
The third time I walk on it,
我用跑的就跑过去了。
I ran across it.
我不怕，因为我有经验了。
I was no longer afraid because I had experience.
死，你有经验吗？
Do you have experience with death?
你不能试试看，我试一次死看看。
Obviously, you can try it.
你从来没有经验过了。
So death is something that we have never ever experienced.
有些探险家，南极、北极，他们都探险过了。
There are some explorers who have been to Arctic and Antarctica.
没有一个探险家说我去探探死亡到底怎么样，死一次让你来看看。
But there is no explorer in this entire world that had undergone death.
再来，死亡第二个，你不能去掌握。
And the second thing about death is you can never really grab hold of it.
你不能去控制它。
You cannot control it.
医生常常说，我已经没办法了。
A doctor would often say that I can't do anything for you. So death, life is not in the hands of a doctor. You cannot control it. You may be living very well today. But as you wake up tomorrow, you found that you can't even wake up. You don't know when you will pass away from this world.
差不多五六年前
About 6 years ago,
那时候还是恐怖分子很多的时候。
Terrorists were rampant with their activities.
二次大战，德国还没死亡，没有死光的，有一些老兵啊，他们就组团去那个去观光。
There were some soldiers who were still alive after Second World War, and they had a tour.
他飞机呢，大半空中就被那个加达菲那个国家那个暴徒啊抢劫，到加达菲的国家去了。
And as this tour was taking on a flight, there were some Gaddafi terrorists who hijacked the plane.
那结果，如果你再回想哦，德国讲了半天拿不回来，德国就派那个突击队去把他们救了。
And since a lot of negotiations went to no avail, the German government decided to send a squad team to rescue their people.
因为他们年纪太大，所以那个被抢劫的时候，有几个心脏病复发，死了两个。
And some of the tourists were really advanced in age, and they died of heart attack during the hijack.
因为从北飞哈，他们没有直接飞到德国，他们飞到意大利。
The flight went from North Africa to Italy.
那不知道怎么样，在降落的时候，那个出跑道了，那个飞机出了跑道。
And unfortunately, as they were landing, the plane got went astray.
那些人吓得说，老兵不死，怎么会遇到常常遇到这种灾难呢？
And they were saying that how come we never die in the war, but now we're dying.
从意大利回德国，他们不敢搭飞机了，他们搭 bus.
So, returning to Germany from Italy, they decided not to take a plane, but they took the bus.
我们晓得，从意大利要到德国，要经过，那么如果经过瑞士的话，要经过阿尔卑斯山。
And in order to go from Italy to Germany, you have to go through the Alps.
结果那辆游览巴士到那个山区的时候，翻到山底下去了，没有一个人可以回来了。
And unfortunately, in the mountainous region, while they were still riding on that bus going back to Germany, the bus went down the cliff.
那隔天的报纸很大张我把它捡起来，那个它里面是说死神一路上追赶他们。
And that tragedy was the headline news of that day. I even cut out the newspaper clip that says that the god of tragedy had been chasing them.
二次大战没打死啊。
So these people were not killed during the Second World War.
最后是整车人放在山谷里面。
But unfortunately, they died when the bus went down the cliff.
死亡没有一个人可以控制。
So there is no one who could control death.
再来，死亡没有可以代替。
And no one can substitute death.
有一个卡通影片叫做《木兰》哈。
There was a cartoon.
木兰，木兰哦。
木兰。嗯。
木兰她是一个女孩子哦。
Mulan was a woman.
但是她可以替爸爸去当兵啊。
But she substituted as a soldier for her father.
她当完兵回来，人才不晓得她是女的。
And after she served in the army, no one knew that she was a woman.
但是有一天，她爸爸老了。
But one day, her father was old.
她爸爸要死了。
Her father was about to die.
最后一口气了。
And at the last breath,
她没有办法说，爸爸，你起来，换我来死。
And she can not say to her father, Father, I'll die for you.
她可以替爸爸去当兵。
She had served the army on behalf of her dad.
她没有办法替爸爸死。
But there was no way that she could die for her father.
死亡你没有办法代替。
We cannot die on someone else's behalf.
现在你去到你没有去过的地方，都有什么盖的一个书让你来看？
Wherever you go on a tour, you will find some guidebooks for that place.
你无论去什么谷啊，死亡谷、流泪谷，都有人去过，都有一本书可以看，怎么走才会死。
Whether you go to the Death Valley or the Weeping Valley, there are always guidebooks for you to read.
但是你死了之后
，But when you die,
你街上找不到一个死了之后的指引呢、啊、
Do you ever find a manual for life after death?
我们看传道书八章八节。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 8.
这些现象在圣经里面都告诉我们了。
These phenomena were clearly recorded in the Bible. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 8.
第七节从他说他不知道将来的事，因为将来如何，谁能告诉他呢？第八节，无人有权力掌管生命，将生命留住，也无人有权力掌管死期。这场征战无人能免啊。
No man has power over the wind to contain it, so no one has power over the day of his death. As no one is discharged in time of war, so wickedness will not release those who practice it.
就是圣经把这个死亡告诉下了最好的定义啊。
The Bible has given us the best definition of death.
真的没有人有经验过。
There's no one who has experienced death.
没有人掌握。
No one who could lay his hand on it.
没有人可以代替你。
There's no one who can die for on our behalf.
你死了一般人，你不想往哪里去啊？
For ordinary man, you do not know where you go after you die.
所以活在世上的人，他们都有一个想法了。
So people who live in this world have one thought.
传道书九章四节。
As described in chapter 9, verse 4.
这边说与一切活人相连的那人就有指望了，因为活着的狗比死了的狮子更强。
Chapter 9, verse 4. Anyone who is among the living has hope. Even a live dog is better off than a dead lion.
狮子是百兽之王啊。
The lion is the king of all beasts.
当狮子死了，比一只赖皮狗还没有力气啊。
But a live dog is better off than a dead lion.
活着才有指望。
Only when you live do you have hope.
死了，什么都完了。
When you are dead, you have nothing.
为什么人会这么怕死？
Why are we all so afraid of death?
为什么死亡这么不可知？
Why is it that death is so unpredictable?
因为他们离开了那个生命的主。
Because most people have gone away from the Lord of life.
其实人本来是得到生命的。
In fact, we originally have life.
我们来看创世纪第一章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 1.
生命记第一章。
Genesis chapter 1.
第七节。
Verse 7.
我们看这个句子的最三分之一了哈，最上面的三分之一。真神用地上的尘土造人。第二章第七节。
Chapter 2, verse 7. Chapter 2, the Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground.
神用地上的尘土造人啊。
The Lord formed the man from...
我们再看一章二十四节、二十五节。
Let's turn to chapter 1, verse 24 and 25.
二十四节说，神说，地要生出活物来，各从其类，牲畜、昆虫、野兽各从其类，事就这样成了。二十五节。
25.
于是神造出野兽， 各种奇类，牲畜各种奇类，地上一切昆虫各种奇类，神看这是好的。
And God said, let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds, livestock, creatures that move along the ground, and wild animals, each according to its kind. And it was so. God made the wild animals according to their kinds, the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good.
从这两个经节比较起来,
if we contrast these two verses,
我们发觉人跟动物有同样的生命的来源,
you discover that we all, share the same source of life.
就属地的生命。
We are talking about the life in this world.
也就是物质的生命现象。
In other words, the material life that we possess.
人跟兽一样是从地而来的。
We, like the animals, are formed from the dust of the ground.
所以人的有一些特性跟动物是相似的。
So there are some common characteristics between animals and us.
我们看第二章的第七节的中间那一部分。
Now let us read the middle portion of chapter 2, verse 7.
这边说，神将生气吹在这个神所造的尘土的人的鼻孔里。
And breathe into his nostrils the breath of life.
这里人多了这个神的生气啊。
Now, man has the breath of life.
这个就是神的生命。
This is the life of God.
这是属灵的生命。
This is the spiritual life.
那有了这个神的生气吹在鼻孔里面的结果是什么呢？
So what is the consequence of having this breath of life from God?
我们看这一节的第三个部分。
Let's read the last portion of this verse.
他就成了有灵的活人。
And the man became a living being.
所以在人里面有动物的物质层面的生命。
So in animals, there is a physical dimension of life.
人有这个层面的生命。
And we also possess this physical dimension of life.
并且人更可贵的，人有属灵层面的生命，是从神来的。
But in addition to that, we also possess this spiritual dimension of life that God has given us.
所以人有一个特，比动物绝对没有的一个特性，就是人会拜神。
So we have one unique characteristic that is unique to us, and that is we have the inclination to worship God.
人会寻找生命的源头。
We look for the source of life.
但是因为人犯罪了。
But because man has sinned.
神很爱人哦。
But God still loves man.
造了人之后，把人放在伊甸乐园里面。
And after creating man, he put him in the Garden of Eden.
但是因为人犯了神所给他的这个命令。
But since man has transgressed against the command of God.
第二章十七节。
In chapter 2, verse 17.
神吩咐他说，你不可吃这个善恶树上的果子，吃的，因为你吃的日子必定死。
And in chapter 2, verse 17, the Lord God said, But you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat of it, you will surely die.
你一定死。
You will surely die.
但人被魔鬼引诱了。
But man was tempted by Satan.
人就去吃了。
So he ate of it.
就一定死了。
And he died.
并且人也真的死了。
And truly, he died.
吃了那一天就死了。
So he died on the day he ate of the fruit.
第一个反应,
the first reaction,
他们被神赶出伊甸乐园,
the first consequence was that they were chased out of the Garden of Eden.
三章二十二节到二十四节,
so in chapter 3, verse 22 to 24,
他们不可以再见神的面了,
they could no longer see the face of God.
与神的生命隔绝了,
they were separated from the life of God.
这个他没有办法再跟神交通了。
They could no longer communicate with God.
就是这个属灵的生命死了。
In other words, their spiritual life was dead.
他出了伊甸园之后。
After they were chased out of the Garden of Eden.
死的因素也进入进入到他的肉体里面去了。
The element of death went into their bodies.
虽然他好像还活着。
So even though Adam seemed to be alive,
但是有一天他肉体也会死，因为他肉体里面就有死的因素在里面。
And yet he would die in his physical body.
所以到第五章第五节。
In chapter 5, verse 5,
这边既然说亚当共活了930岁。
Here records that Adam lived 930 years.
就死了。
And then he died.
属地的生命也死亡了。
His physical life died.
其实他只是一个结束而已，其实他吃的那个日子，死的因素已经进入他肉体里面去了。
So even though he died at the age of 930 years, the element of death was implanted in him when he transgressed against the command of God.
人本来是有两个层面的生命。
We have two dimensions of life in us.
有属地的生命。
We have an earthly life.
还有属灵的生命。
But we also have a spiritual life.
因为亚当犯罪。
But Adam sinned.
属灵的生命跟神隔绝。
Our spiritual life was segregated from God.
属地的生命会结束。
And our earthly life was about to end.
我们看罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书第五章。
Chapter 5.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
罗马书五章十二节
Romans chapter 5 verse 12
这里说就如罪是从义人入了世界死又是从罪来的于是死就临到众人因为众人都犯了罪
Therefore just as sin entered the world through one man and death through sin and in this way death came to all men because all sinned
因为亚当一个人犯罪了
Because Adam sinned
他把这个罪带到世上
He brought sin into the world.
从他而来的人都死在罪里面。
And all those who were born of him have died in sin.
所以从亚当下的人，每个人都生在死里面。
So anyone who were born of Adam all died in sin.
你生下来就死在罪里面了。
As we were born, we are already dead in sin.
我们看罗马书第三章。
Let's read Romans chapter 3.
第二十三节。
Verse 23.
罗马书三章二十三节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 23。
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
本来人有神的形象。
Originally we have the image of God.
人里面有神的生命。
We originally have the life of God.
因为罪让人死了。
But sin put us to death.
人死在亚当里面。
And we died.In Adam.
所以罗马那个哥林多前书十五章二十一节说，死因义人而来。
And that's why in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21 it says that
死既因义人而来。
Since death hath come from the righteous man,
从一个人而来。
From one man,
二十二节就说在亚当里众人都死了。
And in verse 22 it says that all men died.
人死亡的这个结果就是要得到永刑啊。
And because we died in sin, we have to face eternal punishment.
所以亚当把罪带到这世界。
So Adam brought sin into the world.
我们众人都在亚当里面死了。
And we have all died in Adam.
那更可悲的是，在启示录二十一章第八节说，以后若我们离开世上之后，我们还要受第二次的死啊。
But what's more tragic is recorded in Revelation 21 verse 8 where it says that we will have to face second death.
并且我们活在世上，我们肉体是渐渐毁坏。
And that while living in this world, our body slowly deteriorates.
这是人类有史以来一直对抗的。
This is something that we humankind resist throughout history.
对死亡的挑战。
We face the challenge of death.
对罪的挑战。
We face the challenge of sin.
他们要重新得到生。
But we will once again regain this life from God.
在西洋或是在东方或西方都有类似的这样的奋斗的这个故事。
In the Western and the Eastern world, we hear stories about this struggle against death.
星期天我们从伊丽莎白回来的时候，杨正一路上说，他月亮，月亮。
On Sunday, while we were returning from New Jersey, a young brother was saying, the moon.
如果你想想月亮里面有一个可怜的人、
Think about it. There might be a poor soul on the face of the moon.
在一个神话里面有一个吴先生在那里吗、
There was a very famous Chinese legend that goes that there was a man who lived on the face of the moon.
他姓吴吗吴刚、
He was Mr.
他在那里做什么呢
吴
他拿了一把大斧头
What was he doing there? He carried with him a big axe.
因为他犯罪了。
He had sinned.
他一定要把一棵大树砍断。
So his punishment was to take that huge axe and to try to cut down a tree.
当他把那棵大树砍断之后，他就得到自由了。
And at the moment that he would finish cutting the tree, he would regain his life.
他每个斧头举起来的时候，
every time he raised his axe,
都是满着希望。
He was full of hope.
当他砍下去的时候，
as he put the axe down into the tree,
那个树当然是被他砍了一个缺口。
The tree only had a very small dent.
很大、哦、很大的缺口。
It was a big dent.
他想说这下子好了。
And he thought to himself, well, now I'm going to regain my life.
第二个斧头下去就断了。
And maybe the second time I chop it down, it will really...
因为他用最大的力量。
It will put the tree down. And yet, he tried his best.
当他把斧头再拿起来的时候，
So as he began to raise his axe again,
那个树又长好了。
The tree grew back to its original form.
他还不相信，再砍下去。
He didn't believe the size, so he tried to chop it down again.
还是一个很大的一个裂痕。
And with a big dent, he was successful.
眼看着好像下一斧头下去就倒了。
And he thought that the next time he cut it down, it would really fall.
当他把斧头又拿起来的时候，
But as he raises his axe again,
树又长好了，
the tree regained its original form again.
那个吴先生可怜哦。
So Mr. Wu was pitiful.
一直砍到现在。
He has been chopping that tree until now.
因为一直砍不断啊，到现在还在砍，砍了几千年了。
He had been cutting down this tree for thousands of years, but to no avail.
夕阳在希腊神话里面。
夕阳
在古希腊里面有个谢西佛斯。
In the ancient Greek mythology, there was a person.
Sisyphus. 他被划在阴间里面。
He was punished to live in hell.
要推一个大石头上山。
And he was punished to push a big stone up a hill.
他每一步都是满了希望。
Every step, he was full of hope.
当他把那个石头推到山顶的时候，他就自由了。
And if he was able to push that huge rock up the top of the hill, he would be released.
他对死亡做对抗。
And he was fighting against death.
他要挣脱出他的罪了。
He wanted to be released from his death.
他每一步都是希望的。
So with each step, he was full of hope.
他每一步都是使尽他最大的力量。
Every step, he took all his strength.
但是当那石头快要到山顶的最后一步的时候，
But on the last step, as he was about to push that huge rock to the top of the hill,
眼看着下一步他要自由的时候，
while he was about to step to freedom,
那石头自动会掉到山脚下。
The huge stone automatically rolled back to the foot of the hill.
所以他从古希腊祖前呢、啊，那个时候四五百年的时候，一直推到现在，也是推两千多年了。
So for over 2,000 years, this poor soul had been pushing this huge rock up the hill to no avail.
有人类
，where there's human，
就永远有人在推石头。
There's always someone pushing the rock.
有人类。
Where there is human,
有人永远在砍大树。
There will always be someone who is trying to chop down that tree.
因为你没有办法赢过这个死亡。
Because there is no one who can really overcome death.
约翰福音十四章第六节。
John 14 verse 6.
耶稣向我们宣告。
Jesus made a proclamation to all of us.
耶稣说。
Jesus said.
我就是道路真理生命。
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
耶稣就是生命啊。
Jesus is life.
耶稣就是生命的主。
Jesus is the Lord of life.
约翰福音第十一章二十五节。
John 11:25.
我们看一下约翰福音十一章二十五节。
Let's turn to John 11:25.
约翰福音十一章二十五节。
John 11:25.
耶稣对他说：“复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。”
Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies.
耶稣是生命的主。
Jesus is the Lord of life.
在约翰福音第十一章里面，
In John chapter 11,
这里的活复活，耶稣是生命的主啊。
The Lord Jesus is the Lord of life.
这里面复活有两层的意思了。
There is two shades of meaning to the word resurrection.
一个是生命，就是物质现象的这个生命，神耶稣也可以将它复活。
The one meaning of resurrection is the physical, it's a physical resurrection.
因为耶稣就是那个造物的主。
Jesus is the creator of all humankind.
人是他造的。
We are created by Him.
所以人的物质现象的生命, 耶稣,
so Jesus can restore our physical dimension of life.
那另外一个呢, 就是他是灵魂的给予者,
and the other meaning of resurrection stems from the fact that He gave us life.
信他的人虽然死了,
those who believe in Him will live even though He dies.
耶稣是生命的主,
because He is the Lord of death, life.
耶稣在世上说,
Jesus raised a lot of people to life.
这11章的拉撒路,
for instance, Lazarus of this chapter was raised to life by Lord Jesus.
拿因城的寡妇,
and the widow was... And the son of the widow was also raised by the Lord to life. Jairus' daughter was also raised to life. Jesus was God in heaven. He desired to save us. He became Word that took on fleshly form. He wanted to bring us a more abundant life.
他其实他本来是神，生命就在他里面。
As a matter of fact, Jesus is God Himself, and life is in Him.
但是因为人犯罪了。
But because we have sinned,
神一定要惩罚。
God must punish us for our sins.
那神为了要满足他自己的公义, 所以他就亲自道成肉身到世上来。
But to fulfill His own righteousness, Jesus, God incarnate, came into the world.
生命的主, 他要替我们以我们这些死亡的人替我们死啊。
The Lord of life would die on our behalf, all of us who were destined to die.
他要用他的死来换取我们的生。
And through His death, He has brought us life.
他用当时人类最残酷的刑罚被钉在十字架上。
And He was crucified on the cross, the most excruciating form of punishment in those times.
但在钉十字架的时候,
but when He was crucified, He never murmured.
我们看马太福音第27章,
let's turn to Matthew chapter 27,
46节,
verse 46.
主耶稣钉在十字架上, 已经这时候快六个小时了。
Jesus had been nailed on the cross for more than 6 hours now.
到下午,
at around 3 p.m.
耶稣大声喊着,
Jesus cried out aloud,
说, 以利, 以利拉玛, 撒巴格但,
Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani,
就是, 我的神, 我的神, 你为什么离弃我?
O Lord, Lord, why hast thou forsaken me?
我的神啊, 不是Lord啦,
O my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
他这个时候已经不能叫耶稣, 耶稣已经不能叫神说我的主了。
At that time, the Lord Jesus could no longer call Him Lord.
对, 他只能说我的神啊,
He could only call Him my God.
因为神是每个人的神,
for God is everyone's God.
但神不是每个人的主啊,
but God is not everyone's Lord.
耶稣这时候已经被神遗弃了。
At that very moment, Jesus was separated from God.
这个时候他的灵替我们尝死味。
At that time, His Spirit experience death on our behalf.
这个时候就好像亚当被赶出伊甸乐园那种情形啊。
That was the same exact moment when Adam was chased out of the Garden of Eden.
离开神的面,
he had been separated from the face of God.
跟神的关系断绝了。
He was excluded from God.
所以这时候的耶稣很痛苦，大声喊叫。
So Jesus was in great pain and He cried out.
喊得旁边人都吓一跳。
And all those around Him were shocked.
但是这个在人间的这个时间很短啊。
But that was only for a brief moment.
但是在灵界的那个，你没有办法去想象的，有多痛苦啊！
In the spiritual realm, he was suffering, pain that was uncomprehensible.
不久之后，
not long after.
绝对不会超过一个小时啊。
Not more than an hour.
在路加福音23:46就记载了。
In Luke chapter 23, verse 46, it records.
耶稣也是从大喊着。
Jesus cried out aloud.
这时候他尝过死味了。
At that time, he has tasted death.
他大声喊着了。
He cried out loud.
这是得胜的呼喊。
This is the cry of triumph.
他说：“父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。”
Oh, Father, I have entrusted unto your hands.
这时候他又恢复了儿子的身份了。
At that time, he regained his sonship.
又能叫神为父了。
And he once again called God his father.
并且他把他的灵魂交在父的手里。
And he entrusted his soul into the hand of God.
这时候耶稣还活着。
At that time, Jesus was alive.
就是他肉体的生命现象还活着。
In other words, his physical life was still manifested.
他讲完这个之后，
after he said it,
他才低下头。
He bowed his head.
他说成了。
It is done.
就低下头，把灵魂交付了。
He bowed his head and gave up his life. In John chapter 19, verse 30.
所以他是很在安然的时候，他的肉身离开世上。
So it was in peace that he left his physical body.
因为他已经把灵魂交在神的手里了。
Because he has entrusted his spirit unto God's hands.
就好像他应许十字架悔改的那个强盗所讲的，今天你要同我在乐园，耶稣已经在乐园了。
He also told the robber who was crucified along with him that today you shall be with me in paradise.
三天之后，
in 3 days,
耶稣复活了。
Jesus was resurrected.
这耶稣的复活是他那个灵体的复活。
Jesus' resurrection was a spiritual one.
我们来看圣经对耶稣的复活下的最好的解释。
Let us together look at the best definition by the Bible about resurrection.
我们看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2,
31节。
Verse 31.
使徒行传第二章三十一节。
Chapter 2, verse 31.
这边说，就预先看明这事，讲论基督复活。这边要讲的是耶稣复活是什么复活呢？我们先要论耶稣复活。
Seeing what was ahead, he spoke of the resurrection of Christ.
来讲论耶稣复活。
We are going to speak about the resurrection of the Christ.
第一项。
First of all,
他的灵魂不撇在阴间。
He was not abandoned to the grave.
不是啦，不，那个翻译怎么？他的灵魂不撇在阴间呢？
He was not abandoned in the Hades, according to some translation.
这就是耶稣从喊以利拉玛撒巴哥大尼到说父啊，我将我的灵魂放交在你手里这段时间了。
That was the period of time between when Jesus said, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," and God, I have entrusted my spirit to you.
那第二项。
Secondly,
他的肉身也不见朽坏。
He was, nor his body see decay.
因为灵魂不撇在阴间，不是把肉体撇在阴间了，是灵魂了。
So it was the soul or the spirit that was in Hades, not the body.
那再来，接下来他耶稣断气之后，他三天在坟墓里面。他的肉身也不见朽坏。
And when he died for 3 days and was buried in the grave, his physical body did not decay.
耶稣复活了。
Jesus was resurrected.
我们看32节。
32.
这耶稣神已经叫他复活了。
God has raised this Jesus to life.
耶稣复活有这两层的意义，这两层面的复活。
And there are two kinds of resurrection mentioned here.
两个 dimension 嘛。
Two dimensions of resurrection.
他的灵魂不会在阴间。
His spirit was not in the Hades.
他的肉身不见朽坏。
And his physical body did not see decay.
为这件事情他们做见证。
And to testify to this fact, they bear witness.
所以使徒他们 出去大声地做见证了，耶稣复活了。
So the apostles went out and proclaimed that the Lord Jesus has risen.
他是生命的主。
Jesus was the Lord of life.
他成了叫人活的灵。
He became the spirit that gives life.
并且使徒他们不惜牺牲生命。
And the disciples were not afraid of death.
甚至保罗被砍头了，还是继续讲。
And even when Paul was beheaded, he was not afraid to proclaim this gospel.
彼得到最后也被钉了十字架，倒过来，他还继续在讲。
And even when Peter was crucified upside down, he was not afraid to proclaim this same gospel.
他们怎么这么有自信说耶稣复活了？
Why were they full of confidence that the Lord Jesus has risen?
一个人常常因为了自己的利益撒谎啊。
A lot of times we lie to our own benefit.
没有人一个人为了撒谎，然后把自己的生命丢掉。
But no one would lie to lose his life.
为了撒谎而丧命，那这个谎要自己编出来的。
So if someone lies and loses his life, he is really lying.
耶稣真的复活了。
But our Lord Jesus truly was raised.
他们怎么知道？
How did they know?
他们怎么来证实耶稣复活了？
How did they prove that the Lord Jesus has risen?
他们怎么晓得耶稣是生命的主？
How did they know that the Lord Jesus is the Lord of life?
在我们肉身还活的时候，他要救我们的生命。
When we are physically alive, he saves our life.
当我们离开世上的时候，他要叫我们再复活过来。
But when we depart from this world, he will raise us again.
我们再来看《使徒行传》二章三十三节。
Let's read chapter 2, verse 33.
耶稣复活了。
Jesus has risen.
他被神的右手高举啊。
He was exalted to the right hand of God.
他又重复受了那个圣灵的应许啊。
He has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit.
他就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。
And has poured out what you now see and hear.
应许的圣灵他们得到了。
They have received the promised Holy Spirit.
并且这个应许的圣灵是站在旁边看那些人可以看得见、听得见的。
And the promised Holy Spirit was something that they could see and hear.
因为他们得到了这个生命的源头。
They have received the source of life.
我们昨天晚上有谈到那个撒玛利亚妇人。
Last night we mentioned about the Samaritan woman.
她得到的是那个活水，生命的活水。
She received the water of life.
可以涌到永生的活水。
That springs to eternity.
我们再看回来四章第十节，我们昨天晚上没讲的。
Let's return to John chapter 4.
约翰福音四章第十节。
Verse 10. John chapter 4 verse 10.
耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你就必早求他，他也必早给你活水。
Jesus answered her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water.
你要知道两件事情。
You have to know two things.
要知道神的恩赐。
First of all, the gift of God.
这个恩赐是神给的，这个字不是人间的一般的恩赐啊，不是一般的那个赠物啊，赠品。
The gift of God is something that is God given and not given by any ordinary man.
在圣经里面，这个字 Dorea 是特别讲应许的圣灵。
The original word for gift is Dorea, and that refers to the promised Holy Spirit.
使徒他们得到应许的圣灵了。
And the disciples had received this promised Holy Spirit.
所以主耶稣在这里向这个撒玛利亚的妇人预言嘛。
And so Jesus prophesied to this Samaritan woman.
要给你活水，生命的活水。
That this woman would receive the water of life.
你先要知道，要相信神要赐应许的圣灵给我们。
But before that, she has to know the gift of God and who it is that asks her for a drink.
并且你也要知道，要认识耶稣就是生命的主。
And she also needs to know that Jesus is the Lord of life.
他可以给你生命的活水。
And that he would give the water of life to her.
我们再看回来《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's return to Acts chapter 2.
耶稣复活了。
The resurrection of Jesus.
看三十六节
，verse 36.
因此啊，以色列全家当 确确实实的知道。
Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this.
确确实实知道，就是你在信仰里面，你在得到了这个神给你的信息之后，你确确实实的相信。
To be assured of this is that we truly believe in this statement.
这就像耶稣在约翰福音第四章第十节跟那妇人所讲的，你应该知道那两件事一样。
And this is exactly the sentiment that was reflected in John chapter 4, verse 10, when the Lord Jesus reminded this woman that she should know about those two things.
这里告诉我们要知道什么呢？
So what should we know?
你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主，为基督了。
We should be assured of this, and that as God has made this Jesus whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ.
要认识耶稣是主，耶稣是基督。
We need to know that Jesus is both Lord and Christ.
他是救你的。
He is the one who saves us.
他是生命的主。
He is the Lord of life.
他要把生命赐给你。
He gives us life.
你在今生的时候。
And in this life,
他要医治你的疾病。
He will heal our illnesses.
要保护你。
He will protect us.
让你的人生的生命过得更丰盛。
He will give us a more abundant life.
让你的生命更完全。
So that we can have a more complete life.
离开世上的时候。
And as we depart from this world,
他要在末日的时候，他要让你的身体，他灵化，成为灵体，再复活过来。
He will also revive our spiritual, our body in the spirit.
我们有这样的相信。
We have this belief.
我们看37节。
Verse 37.
这众人听见这话就很扎心了。
When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart.
他们相信了。
They believed.
他们受感动了。
They were moved.
他们就对彼得跟其他使徒说。
So they said to Peter and to the other apostles.
说弟兄们，我们当怎么行？
Brothers, what shall we do?
第38节。
38.
彼得就说了。
Peter replied.
你们个人要悔改。
Repent and be baptized.
当然，这时候他们已经接受耶稣为救主了。
At that time, they had already received the Lord Jesus as their Savior.
他们已经相信耶稣是基督了。
They had already believed that the Lord is the Savior, the Christ.
他们受了感动了。
They had been moved.
他们可能流泪了。
They had cried.
他们悔改了。
They had repented.
但是彼得还跟他们继续说。
But Peter said to them.
彼得没有举起手，就说：“哎，你们罪得赦了。”
Jesus never raised his hands and said, "Your sins are forgiven."
彼得说。
But Peter said,
你们每个人要奉耶稣基督的名受洗。
Every one of you repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness.
要奉耶稣的名受洗。
That they must be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣是你的主。
For the Lord Jesus, is your Lord.
耶稣是基督。
Jesus
靠着耶稣这个名来受洗。
And you must be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
那受洗的目的是什么呢？
And what is the purpose of this baptism?
目的是要叫你们的罪得赦。
The purpose is for the forgiveness of your sins.
你接耶稣到你心里的时候，你的罪还没有得赦。
When you accept Jesus into your heart, your sins have not been cleansed.
你接受耶稣为救主，为基督到你的心里的时候，罪还在。
When you receive Jesus into your heart, your sins are still there.
你听道理受感动了。
You may have been moved by the word of God as you listen to the sermon.
你的罪还是在。
But your sins are still there.
你悔改了。
But when you repent,
决志了。
And when you are determined,
你罪还是在。
Your sins are still there.
但是这些过程是要带领你去受洗。
But you need to go through these steps that lead to baptism.
这些过程是需要的。
These processes are necessary,
必须的,
essential,
并且这要带你去洗礼的。
And these steps will lead you to baptism.
这边很清楚告诉我们，你在洗礼的时候洗去你的罪。
And this verse clearly tells us that when we are baptized, we will receive the forgiveness of our sins.
因为在这个时候，耶稣为你死啊。
Because at that moment, our Lord Jesus had died for you.
你属灵的层面的生命又得到了复活。
The spiritual dimension of your life had been revived.
因为我们是死在亚当里面。
We once died in Adam.
亚当吃了那个日子，他灵的层面已经死了。
When Adam ate of that fruit, his spiritual life was dead.
耶稣在十字架上叫以利以利亚玛撒巴哥大尼的时候为我们的死了。
When Jesus cried out, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani on the cross, he died for us at that moment.
当我们从水里上来的时候,
When we are raised from the water in baptism,
我们重新又能叫阿爸父了。
We can once again say Abba Father to our God.
就像耶稣大声地喊着说：“父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。”
Just as our Lord Jesus had cried out on the cross, Father, I have entrusted my spirit in you.
但是有一天，我们肉体生命还要过去。
But one day our physical body will pass away.
接下来，他说：“你就要领受所赐的圣灵。”
And let's continue to read verse 38. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This promise is for everyone. One day our physical body will pass away. So even though Jesus ultimately reconciled with the Heavenly Father on the cross, his physical body still died.
3天之后,
3 days later, his body was raised. Likewise, we will all pass away one day. But we will be raised too.
那你怎么保证你死了还会再复活呢?
So how do you have the guarantee that you will be raised after you die?
我们看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书八章十一节。
Chapter 8, verse 11.
罗马书八章十一节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 11.
耶稣在坟墓里面。
Jesus was in the tomb.
让他能够重新复活过来的是神的灵啊。
It was the Spirit of God that enabled him to be alive again.
这个就是应许的圣灵。
And that is the promised Holy Spirit.
那个叫耶稣基督从死里复活的神，如果借着住在 我们那个灵里面的这个圣灵呢，也会让我们必死的身体，这个身体啊，这以后死掉这个身体又活过来。
The Spirit that raised our Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise our physical body again.
所以你要来得圣灵。
So you need to receive this Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵就是生命的泉源。
This Spirit is the source of life.
有时候我们 在惠州有时候去买那个Fanta，那个可乐，Cola。
Sometimes we would buy Coca-Cola in Africa.
这里有买Fanta吗？没有啊。Fanta，好了，买可乐好了。那个小小瓶啊。
A small bottle of Coke.
你买一瓶可乐，付那个可乐。 差不多十线，你还要付那个瓶会十线。
If you want to buy a bottle of Coke in Africa, you pay 10 cents for the Coke and another 10 cents for the bottle.
因为等一下你一定要把那个瓶子拿回去啊。
Because you need to return that bottle.
他才会给你那个十线。
To get your 10 cents back.
那买那个小东西，他怕你跑掉啊。
And even when you're making such a small purchase, they're afraid that you will never return the bottle.
如果你是卖可乐的人,
if you are the one selling Coke,
你说好朋友啊，拿去嘛。
Well, go ahead, my good friend, you can have it.
那边人不太相信了, 你还是实现放在这里好了。
But other people may not believe that you make such a good offer, so you might as well just pay your 10 cents.
这么小的东西,
even such a little thing,
我们就需要一个保证。
People need to have a guarantee that you will return it.
何况我们呢?
How much more do we need to have this guarantee?
你说以后有个天国,
if we claim that there is a heavenly kingdom,
死了会复活,
that we will be resurrected after we die,
神给我一个最大的保证,
where is the proof? The proof is given by God.
这边就是我们刚看到的应许的圣灵。
The promised Holy Spirit.
这是神要给我们的吗?
This is something that God will give us.
我们来看启示录第22章17节。
Let's turn to Revelation 22, verse 17.
启示录22章17节。
22:17.
圣灵和心腹都说来。
22:17。
听见人也应该说来。
The spirit and the bride say, "Come," and let him who hears say, "Come."
都来了。
Everyone's here.
也当来。
Whoever is thirsty, let him come.
愿意的都可以白白取生命的水。
And whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life.
这个生命的水就是应许的圣灵。
This water of life is the promised Holy Spirit.
就是耶稣。
It is Jesus.
白白来取。
And we should get this free gift of life.
我们只要信。
All we need to do is believe.
在约翰福音第七章告诉我们。
John chapter 7 tells us.
耶稣在约翰福音第七章三十七节。
Verse 37.
耶稣最大用最大的声音来宣告。
With the loudest voice, he proclaimed.
说人渴的可以到这里来。
If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
信我的人要从他腹中流出活水的江河。
And whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him.
活水江河是什么呢？
What is the streams of living water?
39节。
Verse 39.
耶稣说这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的。
By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believe in him were later to receive.
但是那时候圣灵还没降下。
But at that time, the Spirit had not been given.
因为耶稣还没有得到荣耀。
Since Jesus had not been glorified.
得荣耀就是耶稣升天在父的右边，这就是耶稣得荣耀了。
Jesus was glorified when he was raised to heaven to be on the right-hand side of God.
他得荣耀之后就领受了圣灵的应许，就把那个应许的圣灵降下来。
And after he was raised to heaven, he gave us the promised Holy Spirit.
这是神给我们的邀约了，邀请我们。
And this is the invitation that God has given us.
我们再来看以赛亚书五十五章第一节。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 55 verse 1.
以赛亚书五十五章第一节。
Isaiah 55 verse 1.
这里说没有银钱的可以来。
And all of you who have no money, come.
没有钱来
You who have no money, come.
那来做什么
For what?
这边说你们都来买了吃
Come, buy and eat.
你们说没有钱还要来买啊
If you have no money, how can you buy?
这不是矛盾吗
Isn't that a contradiction?
我们再念下去
Let's continue to read the verse.
说不用银钱不用价值也来买
Come, buy wine and milk without money.And without cost.
这不是更矛盾吗？
Isn't this ironic?
不用钱还要买啊？
Without money? You can buy something without money? Then why do you need to buy it?
买不要钱的东西。
How can you buy something that is free?
这是告诉我们。
This verse is telling us.
这个生命的水要白白赐给你。
That the water of life is freely given to you.
但是你要买。
But you need to buy it.
不用钱。
It is free.
但是你要买
But you must buy it.
买就是你要付出代价
To buy is to pay a price for it.
付出什么代价
What kind of price must we pay for it?
圣经告诉我们要求
The Bible tells us that we must pray for it.
在路加福音十一章说我们要求啊
Luke 11 encourages us to pray for it.
求那个应许的圣灵
We must seek for the promised Holy Spirit.
如果有人跟你说
If someone tells you,
聚完之后，如果你用走路的走到downtown,
after service, you can just walk to Center City.
一人发一百万。
And I will give you $1,000,000 if you do that.
不是我，有人在那，有钱人啊，我不是最有钱人在那里等着你。
If someone says, if you walk to Center City after service tonight, I'll give you $1,000,000.
我看大家都走了。
I think everyone will walk there.
用走的去啊。
We would walk there.
我们走到明天可能会可以走得到。
Maybe we'll get there by tomorrow morning.
你就得到一百万了。
And then you'll receive your $1,000,000.
很多人都走，我看我也走了。
And I think maybe I'll even walk there too.
是白白给你啊。
Because that $1,000,000 is freely given to you.
你要付出代价是走去。
The price that you pay is to walk to Center City.
一百万放在那里，大家一起走啊。
If there's $1,000,000, I believe everyone will walk there.
神把他的应许的圣灵比全世界还贵重的东西放在这里，只是叫你求而已啊。
But God has put His Spirit here, the most precious thing that you can ever imagine.
一百万美金。
$1 million.
不是全世界。
It's not the entire world.
也买不了这个 Springfield 这一区啊。
$1 million cannot purchase the entire Springfield County.
但是应许的圣灵是带你到永生的。
But this promised Holy Spirit is the Spirit that leads you to eternal life.
神应许你的。
God has promised us this Holy Spirit.
神是信实的。
God is faithful.
一定给你。
He will definitely give it to you.
你只要求。
As long as you ask.
我们现在要来一起祷告。
Now we're going to pray together.
我们特别要来为求这应许的圣灵来祷告。
We are going to pray for this promised Holy Spirit.
因为神已经应许给你了。
God has already promised it to us.
要白白给你了。
He will freely give it to us.
接下来的你的工作就是你来求。
And what we need to do is to pray for it.
你说主耶稣啊。
Oh Lord.
你是生命的主。
You are the Lord of life.
你把生命的源头赐给我。
You have given us the source of life.
就是你应许的圣灵。
The promised Holy Spirit.
你就这样子讲哈利路亚。
And as we're thinking that, let us say hallelujah.
其实祷告没有公式了。
There is no formula for prayer.
你要讲什么？你对天上的主耶稣，你说主耶稣，看你要讲什么都可以的。
You can say whatever you want to our Heavenly Father.
但是当你有时候话讲完了。
But after you're done with what you need to say.
你不晓得继续在讲什么了。
If you don't know what to say.
你用赞美的、感谢的、哈利路亚来代替你的祷告，这是最好的祷告了。
You can give him your prayer and thanksgiving and praises to him. That is the best prayer.
所以我们邀请今天来跟我们参加聚会的朋友们，也跟我们一起来求这个应许的圣灵。
So we like to invite all our friends who have come and joined us today to pray for this Holy Spirit.
我们祷告当然你可以站着、坐着、跪着，都可以。
You can kneel or sit or whichever form that you are comfortable with.
祷告没有什么形式的。姿态没有什么形式的，在圣经都可以，趴着也可以啊。
We don't have a definite posture that you have to pray in, so you can just do whatever you want.
但是我们要显出我们像主耶稣在克西马尼园的那个虔诚，我们大部分我们都是跪着。
But in order to show our sincerity that our Lord Jesus has shown in the Garden of Gethsemane, we usually kneel down and pray.
那我们一起说，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And we will pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这祷告是向主耶稣祷告的。
Because we offer this prayer to our Lord Jesus.
那接下来你就向耶稣要讲什么话，讲你内心的话。
Then you can pour out your hearts to our Lord.
然后最后我们一起说阿们。
And finally, we will say Amen together.
这是真实的、诚实的一个祷告。
That means that we have offered a true and sincere prayer.